Mr. President, at the outset, let me join in congratulating you and on your appointment as the president of the meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW this year and appreciate the extensive consultations conducted in preparations for this meeting. We hope all non-state parties too would consider taking appropriate actions to follow suit to realize the universalization goal of the convention. Sri Lanka attaches great importance to CCW as one of the key instruments advancing humanitarian disarmament, which addresses the concerns on maintaining the balance on military necessity and mitigating humanitarian concerns arising from the use of certain conventional weapons or weapon systems. Today we join a group of state parties to anti-personnel mine ban convention, and in our broader commitment to pursue humanitarian demining objectives, we have already become a state party to the Cluster Munitions Convention. We believe that the extensive preparations underway to present our first transparency report under Ottawa Convention later this month will pave the way for Sri Lanka to provide necessary reporting under amended Protocol 2. As a country that has depth of experience on the consequences on the use of landmines, we are on a firm path towards making Sri Lanka a country that is landmines free by 2020. Sri Lanka will be in a position to share its experience and innovative methodologies used as well as programs adopted in its mine action endeavors with those other interested parties. Mr. President, following the mandate received from the 5th Review Conference on the establishment of the group of government experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems, two expert-level meetings held in April and August 2018 resulted in identifying possible guiding principles and recommending to continue discussions in GGE in 2019. We take this opportunity to commend Ambassador Amandeep Singh Gill for his leadership in conducting this work of the GGE. Sri Lanka recommends that the work program of the next session of the GGE be conducted to facilitate policy-oriented deliberations among states, which will lead to concrete outcomes. Mr. President, with regard to the discussions on mines other than anti-personnel mines, Sri Lanka welcomes the objectives of the current discussion on reducing the indiscriminate and injurious impact of these weapons. We request that further discussions on exchanging best practices on managing MOTAP be considered by the hard contracting parties as to encourage developing countries to actively contribute to the cause with a financial and technical support system in place. Mr. President, we are mindful that the threat posed by financial constraints continue and may affect our deliberations in 2019 as well. In this context, we take note of the proposals by the Chair to address the long and medium-term funding issues and to ensure sustainability of the convention. We appreciate the commitment and the support extended by UNODA. In the interest of maintaining institutional memory of the Secretariat and its ability to dedicate time for supporting individual state parties, a sustainable solution reached with consensus of all parties is of crucial importance. Finally, Mr. President, we wish you success in the conduct of the meeting and assure you the full cooperation of the delegation. I thank you.